Today's devotion is entitled, Set Your Minds, by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. And he told them a parable saying, The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Luke 12:16-21. In Luke 12, Jesus tells the parable of the rich man who had a bumper crop and built bigger barns. In the lesson, the man allows his soul to rest and be at peace because he has enough possessions to rest easy for the remainder of his life. Little does he know that his life would only be a few hours more. We often talk about this text from a stewardship or generosity perspective. We say things like, don't be greedy, or don't hoard your blessings, or you can't take it with you. These things are all true. But this parable isn't told to the rich brother that won't share the inheritance. What happens if we listen to the parable from the ears of the person who asked about it? The parable is told to the man who is not getting the inheritance, or whose life isn't going to be easier because he is acquiring wealth. This parable is told to the man who is covetous of his brother. This parable is for anyone who thinks, believes, or desires their life to be made easier by anything other than the good news of Jesus. Wealth isn't evil, and possessions aren't a sin. What is sinful is believing that these things will calm our anxieties and make our life complete, that we are somehow safer, better off, more important, or anything more than incredibly blessed and grateful. The only thing that can give us peace, that never fades, peace for all eternity, and comfort in the here and now, is the good news that God is for us and our sins are forgiven. Everything else, and God really means everything else, is simply a gift to be used to bless you and to be a blessing to others. Eventually, all who know Jesus will share the unlimited riches of eternity. Until then, set your mind on things above, and those riches in eternity will be your wealth today. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:2-4.